Bibles to 2 Kings chapter number 5. Okay, so tell me, who can tell me the three gifts that are categories that we recognition, areas we're going to recognize Sunday morning? Who can tell me the four areas we're going to recognize Sunday morning? Boy, how can you invite them if you don't even know what we're doing? Tell me, let's see, who should I pick on? How about it, Mr. Tyler? That's a good guess. Largest extended family group, most children or siblings, most grandchildren, and the youngest couple with children. So if you have a friend, you can invite them and say, you could be that person, okay? There's four areas. So, don't neglect taking that opportunity. All right, 2 Kings chapter 5. We're going to give a little look here in 2 Kings chapter 5 at the importance of... Can't say anything until the green light is on. Okay, just turn green. We can start the now. The importance of a witness. Now Naaman, captain of the host, the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable because by him the Lord had given great deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid. And she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, "Would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy." Well, the Lord used these little words of a little girl not only to heal a man, but to save his soul. I think we can learn a number of things here, but certainly as we look at her witness, we would have to say that certainly she didn't have any magic formula. She didn't have any magic words. She didn't have a magic formula. But she did have genuine words of concern. She had genuine words of concern. She was really concerned about her master's life. If you have leprosy, you have a limited amount of time to live. And even though Naaman was a mighty soldier and a man of great strength, he had a short amount of time to live. And even though this little girl was a slave, we see that she had some genuine words of concern for her master. Genuine words of concern. You know, I remember a man that was here in our church for a while. He came from Michigan. And he said, he told about when he first got saved. He said to his friends, you know, I can't explain it. I can't explain, give you all the answers. I can't explain everything. But what you need to do is you need to come to church. You know, he wasn't an expert soul winner. He didn't have all the right words to say. But, you know, he was a man who had genuine concern for the people that he was speaking to. And with those genuine words of concern, he was able to see people come to church. He personally did not have the ability at that point in his new Christian life to lead people to Christ. But you can almost say, hey, I tell you what, just come on out to church. Come on out to church. And he had a genuine concern for those around him. And she had genuine concern for her master. You know, that is a key ingredient of any kind of witness, is genuine concern for that person. You know, sometimes someone will tell me about a friend or a mother or a wife or somebody that has cancer. And maybe I've just met this person. But you know, somebody in that situation, the reality is they are thinking about the possible impending death of that person that they love. And many times people have said, well, later on, I'm going to go visit my brother and he has cancer. Or I'm going to go visit my mother who has cancer. And, you know, it's just so simple to say, you know what? Here's a gospel tract. You know, this tells you how you can know for sure what the Bible says about salvation and eternity. And you know what? You ought to take this and read it to your mother or read it to your brother. And you know, most people receive that quite positively, because someone is sharing their concern about somebody else's soul. Maybe they don't even have as much concern as you do, but they definitely have a compassion and love for that person, care for them. And so this little girl didn't have all the magic words to say, but you know, she had words, a short sentence to give. And that's all it took, because it was a sentence of compassion and genuine concern. And so she said, would God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria. Now, the invitation also was not only one of genuine concern, but it was one of definite direction. It was a witness of a definite direction. This is what you need to do. This is where you need to go. You know, definite direction. Just like my friend who said, hey, where you need to go, you need to go to church. You need to go to our church. You need to go this Sunday. You know, there was a definite direction. You know, sometimes we can be so vague that people have no idea where they need to go to find the answer. You know, there was a definite a direction given in this invitation. And you know, there's a lot of different ways that you can give that invitation, whether that invitation is to come to church, whether that invitation is to read a tract, whether that invitation is, hey, you got to meet such and such, and that so and so that they need to meet is a soul winner, and you know, hey, I know just the person you need to talk to. There was definite direction in this invitation. something that a person could hang on to. Would to God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria. And notice the third part about this witness. It says, for he perhaps could recover him of his leprosy. Is that what it says? Well, maybe he could do it. Is that what it says? No, it says, for he would recover him of his leprosy. Notice a definite statement of faith. A definite statement of faith. You know, sometimes we hesitate, don't we? You know, sometimes there's almost a hesitation in our voice when we talk to someone. We almost say like, well, you know, maybe Jesus would change your life. Maybe Jesus could help you out. You know, maybe you could get deliverance out of that alcohol. Maybe you could get rid of that addiction. Maybe that problem would be solved. No. Notice the definite faith that she displayed. You know, she was positive that if he got into Samaria and he got in touch with Elijah, that was going to be it. The leprosy was over. You know, our witness needs to be a positive statement of faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word, therefore, the word of God is the word rhema, and I think that it emphasizes the spoken word of God. You know, and it's emphasizing the fact that, you know, when you witness, you should be transferring faith to the person you're talking to. Think of Brother Needham. He tells about he went to Cameroon as a Peace Corps worker. As a Peace Corps worker, he was there, foreign land, and there was another American there, but the American was a missionary. He didn't believe the Bible. He was an educated fella, you know, Mr. Needham. He was from the university. He had education. He didn't believe the Bible. He didn't believe in that stuff. But, you know, he was in... I don't know if it was Cameroon or wherever it was. I think it was. But you know what? There weren't any other Americans around. And there was only one. And it was this missionary. And they built up a friendship. And Mr. Needham talks about the day he picked up the Bible and he started reading the Bible. And what, if you remember his testimony, why did he start reading the Bible? Did he read the Bible because he believed it? No, he didn't believe it. But you know why he picked up the Bible? Because the missionary believed the Bible. That's why he read the Bible. Because the missionary believed the Bible. And that caused him to read God's Word. Notice, in a sense here, the transfer of faith. Notice the faith that ought to be included in the witness for the Lord. And, you know, as you read this little statement, it's almost like, hey, there is absolutely no doubt that you would go over there, you're going to be healed. And you know what? The guy would have to be totally, I don't know, backwards or ignorant or foolish not to want to go to Samaria. You know, you read that statement, it's almost like, okay, I'm ready. Right now, let's go. She's positive. And he get there, it'd be all over. Elijah, take care of him. Elijah, the man of God. And so, we need to think about the importance of our witness. It needs to be a witness of genuine concern. A genuine concern. It needs to be a witness that gives definite direction, points people in a direction, points people in the direction of God, in the direction of the truth. You know, there every part of the Bible is the answer. You know, this is the gospel. The whole life is a part of the gospel. We shouldn't be ashamed of the Word of God. We shouldn't be ashamed of the life. People need direction, but people need faith. Now, if we don't have faith, who's going to have faith? They're not going to get faith if we don't have faith. Our witness can be, even though short, can be very powerful. And the power of that witness, the effectiveness of that witness, has to do with the genuine concern. It has to do with a definite direction, and it has to do with a positive faith that we are displaying when we witness for Jesus Christ. You know, just the way you pass out a tract tells a person if you believe it or not, right? Just the way you talk to a person tells a person everything. You know, just the way you address a person, you know, tells them if you're concerned about their soul. Our witness is so important. What if Naaman would have come home and this little girl just said nothing? Well, what would have happened to Naaman? Naaman would have died of leprosy, and his soul would have perished in hell. But it was just a little girl who was convinced of the truth of a living God who Elisha, the man of God, knew. And you know, maybe sometimes we need to be reflecting on what's going on in our heart. How much faith do we have? How real is God in our life? And how much of that is showing in our witness? A witness for the Lord, the importance. Let's see. How many are here under seventh grade? Raise your hand. How many are here under seventh grade and are awake? Raise your hand. Okay. All right. You know what? You need to have a positive witness. How many are here in high school? You're in high school. Boy, I couldn't be convinced you were in high school. Way you raise your hand. Raise it up. You're in high school? Oh, now I know you're in high school. Man, even that tells something, doesn't it? Okay? You know what? Just our demeanor is a witness for Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the truth of the Word of God. We thank you, Lord, for the example of a girl who knew the truth and knew the living God. And in her positive understanding, her faith and witness was used of thee. And Lord, even as we think of the multitudes around us who have an ugly face, have no future, are bored with life, or even overcome with sin, emptiness, Lord, may we approach them with this same demeanor, the same inward faith, the same convincement in our own heart of what Jesus Christ can and will do in a life. And I pray that, Lord, that we would even apply that to our lives in a specific way tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.